ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Our most worshipable Sri Gurudev, His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, spoke on topics of Krishna literally day and night. Naturally, there were some things that he would say repeatedly. For instance, chant Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Always think of Krishna. So these are some of the statements that Srila Prabhupada often said. There's another statement that Srila Prabhupada often said that I would like to speak on beginning today. Beginning now, I won't be able to finish it in this sitting. One thing that Srila Prabhupada often said was, don't be foolish, which is not directly a statement of Krishna consciousness, but it's a statement which, coming from Srila Prabhupada, who knows what it means to be intelligent, which is the opposite of foolish, it is an exhortation to come to the actual platform. So Srila Prabhupada's words that were recorded have been transcribed, and they are in the Bhaktivedanta Vedabase folio, and from that I have extracted some of the sayings of Srila Prabhupada in relation to don't be foolish. And I shall read one of them now. Srila Prabhupada speaking in New York City in 1966. He gives an example of the Atlantic Ocean. Probably most of you have not seen the Atlantic Ocean. Many of you may have seen the Indian Ocean. The New York City is on the Atlantic Ocean. So Srila Prabhupada is using this as an example. Srila Prabhupada said, if I am put into the Atlantic Ocean, I have no identification with the ocean, but I am subjected to the tossing waves of the ocean. Similarly, we are spiritual sparks, fragmental part of Krishna. Some way or other, we are put into this material ocean and there is tossing. So I am being tossed. Don't identify, don't try to solve the tossing. That is not possible. If you want to make a solution of the tossing waves of the Atlantic Ocean when you are falling there, it is useless foolishness. That is not possible. Don't be foolish in that way. That will go on. That is the Atlantic Ocean's nature. You cannot stop it. You have to get out of it. The foolish people, they are trying to adjust this world and be happy. That is first-class foolishness. Srila Prabhupada is giving the example of a person who is fallen into the ocean. This is a common example. Bhava-sagar. It's a standard Sanskrit term. Bhava-sagar. Which means the ocean of birth and death. Anadi karma phale pari bhavarna vajale tari bare na deki upai. Similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that as a result of my activities in this material world since time immemorial, I am fallen in this ocean of birth and death, and I cannot find a way to come out of it. So this is our situation. We are fallen in the ocean of birth and death. This material world is like a great ocean. We can imagine if we are fallen in a great ocean, how are we going to get out? Very difficult to get out. But if we think, well, this situation is not very nice. It's not very nice if we're in an ocean and the waves are tossing. That is not a natural situation. The fish thinks it is very nice, but if a human is fallen in the ocean, he finds it is a very undesirable situation. So if we're in that situation and we think, oh, I'm fallen in this ocean, it's not very nice, but let me try and make it better. I'll try to stop the waves tossing. That is foolish. As Srila Prabhupada points out, that is foolish. We cannot stop the waves of the ocean tossing because that is the very nature of the ocean. So we should try to get out of the ocean, not try to stop the waves tossing. The example is there that we are in this ocean of birth and death. So instead of trying to make this world a place in which we can be happy, we should get out of this world, because the very nature of this world is unhappy. Dukhalayama shashvatam. The nature of this world is described by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita as being a place of misery in which everything is temporary. Even if we think that, all right, this world is miserable, but I've adjusted it somewhat. I have a nice apartment in Bangalore, and I have a good job with a good company, and, well, it's not perfect, but it's pretty good. I'm quite happy. But we have to consider ashashvatam. Everything in this world is temporary. Just now I spoke to Tirthapad Prabhu. Those of you who come here regularly, you know him. He's 91 years old. He told me, when I first met him, some 20 plus years ago, he was an oldish man. Now he's confirmedly an old man. As I told him, I just heard a lecture of Srila Prabhupada's today. He was expounding on the example that Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita. He said, first of all, that in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna does not speak any utopian matter of humanitarian activities to try to make this world a better place. He starts off by explaining Dehino smin yatha dehe komarang yovananjara tatha dehantara praptihi. He starts off, Krishna starts off explaining in Bhagavad Gita that a young man changes to a young boy changes to a man who becomes an old man, and then there is death. So Srila Prabhupada explained that if there is a young boy, we can ask him, what will you be in future? He will say, then I will be a grown man. If we ask a grown man, what will you be in future? He will say, I will be an old man. If you ask an old man, what will you be in future? He will say,
I don't know.
And Srila Prabhupada went on to explain that if you ask the animal what will he be in future, he can only make some noise. Srila Prabhupada, he imitated some animal noise, something like this. So Srila Prabhupada said, if you ask some big PhD, what will you be in future after your death, they can say nothing more meaningful than they're no more than an animal. Srila Prabhupada gave the example that just a few days ago at that time, he had met Lord Brockway. Most of you have probably never heard of Lord Brockway. Growing up in England, I had heard of him. He was a famous big man. He was an old man when he met Srila Prabhupada. So he's no longer... The Lord Brockway that was no longer is. Where is he? Some animal body, no doubt. So Srila Prabhupada asked him that, now you're an old man like me, what will you be in future? He said he had nothing to say. He also met, Srila Prabhupada also recounted that he had met Professor Kotovsky in Moscow, big professor, head of the Indology department at Moscow University. And the professor had said that, Swamiji, when the body is finished, everything is finished. Foolishness. The communist at that time, Russia, when Srila Prabhupada met Professor Kotovsky in Moscow, Russia was under communist rule. So they thought, we shall make this world very nice by communism. Then they thought, no, communism didn't work, let's try something else. But it is all foolishness to think that we can make a happy situation in this world is simply foolishness. And we are so foolish that someone who is more expert in being foolish, a person who is a great hero of foolishness in performing humanitarian activities, we praise them as a great person. All these humanitarian activities, let us feed the poor, let us give education so that people can have a good job. This is all foolishness, because it's just like being in the Atlantic Ocean and thinking that, well, we're in the tossing waves, but anyway, let's try and make a good situation. The very nature of this material world is that it cannot be a good situation. So the idea that we shall benefit human society by humanitarian activities, it is simply foolishness. Shravid vara hosha karai sangstuta purusha pashuhu. What's the next line? Nayad. Nayad karna pato petas jatu nama gadagraja. This is one of the verses from Srimad Bhagavatam that Srila Prabhupada often quoted, that persons who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses praise other persons who are also like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses. Why is there such a description of them? Because they never allow to come in their ear the name of Krishna. They're not interested in Krishna. So we think that persons who are making this material world a better place, they are great heroes, we should praise them, but we should instead learn from Shastra, from Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, and from self-realized persons like Srila Prabhupada, that there is absolutely no point in trying to make this world a better place. Don't be foolish in trying to do so. To try to make this world a better place is foolish, because the very nature of this material world is that it is full of suffering. There is one way to make this world a better place, and that is to teach everyone about Krishna, to teach them to chant the names of Krishna, to teach them to understand that we do not belong in this place. Just like Srila Prabhupada says here. If I'm put into the Atlantic Ocean, I have no identification with the ocean. So we are put in this material world, we have no identification with it. We may say, Mera Bharat Mahan, but we have no permanent relationship with this land of India. We may say, Garv Se Kaho Hum Hindu Hai, but we are born in a Hindu family now, and in the next birth we may be born in a Muslim family. Or many Hindus, they don't bother waiting. They start eating beef in this life and say, Garv Se Kaho Hum Hindu Hai, or Hum Gai Ka Mangs Bhi Khate Hai, Usme Kya Takleef Hai, Kya Dosh Hai, Koi Dosh Nahi. So, this bodily identification. I'm Indian, I'm Hindu, I'm American, I'm Chinese. This is the cause of our suffering within this material world. So Krishna speaks Bhagavad Gita to take us out of this foolishness. Krishna does not say in Bhagavad Gita that you should be a Hindu. Krishna teaches us in Bhagavad Gita that we are eternal parts and parcels of Him, Krishna. But we are suffering in this material world due to forgetfulness of Krishna, due to trying to enjoy this world. Mamayvangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha manashashtan indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. Do you all know this verse? Have you all memorized this verse? You all know this verse? Who can say this verse if I ask you? Can you repeat this verse? Who can say it? Anyone? You should all learn this verse from Bhagavad Gita. This verse, if you just remember this verse, then your whole life will change absolutely for the better. I'll give you the translation. Krishna says that every living being, that means me, you, everyone in this room, everyone who's not in this room, every Hindu, whether they identify themselves as a Krishna Bhakta or not, every Lingayat, they're not supposed to be Hindus, every Muslim, every atheist, every cat, dog, chicken, chimpanzee, giraffe, every mosquito, every living being is a part and parcel of Krishna eternally. That means I'm not a human, I'm not a chimpanzee, I'm not a goat, I'm not a chicken. These are temporary bodies. I have an eternal relationship with Krishna. But manashashtan indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. We are trying to enjoy the senses, which are all based around the mind. Sense gratification. Indriya tarpan, indriya sukh. This is all in the mind only. There's no actual pleasure in sense gratification. Sense gratification means what? We touch, taste, smell, feel, hear. We try to enjoy through the senses. Let me see. Let me go to the movie and see the beautiful dance, beautiful girls dancing in the film. Or let me eat some nice food and enjoy the tongue. But this is only the interaction of the senses with the sense objects. There's no actual pleasure, but only in the mind we think there is pleasure. And what is the result of trying to enjoy sense gratification? Prakriti sthani karshati. We are stuck in this material nature. We are struggling. We are trying to enjoy it. So there are actually many verses from Bhagavad Gita. If we just understand it, then our whole life will be on the right course. So here's one. You can try and learn this. This is from chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita, verse number 7. Okay, you know the numbers better than I. So just, actually you should read the whole Bhagavad Gita as it is. Again and again and again. Just try to understand this. We are all foolish in this material world. Why are we foolish? Because we have forgotten our relationship with Krishna. We are trying to enjoy our senses. But that attempt to enjoy these senses means prakriti sthani karshati punarapi jananam punarapi maranam punarapi janani jathare shayanam. Again and again getting born and again dying. So Krishna very mercifully speaks Bhagavad Gita to give us the knowledge by which we can come out of this foolishness. Arjuna is the great personality, personal associate of Krishna, but by Krishna's desire, he was placed temporarily into some illusion. He spoke as if he was a foolish person. And Krishna took the opportunity and spoke Bhagavad Gita to him to take him out of this foolishness. In this material world, we are all foolish. And that includes all the IT workers in Bangalore, except those who are chanting Hare Krishna. And it includes all the big politicians and film stars and MSCs and PhDs. Everyone is foolish because we do not know who we are. We are trying to be happy in this material world where there is no happiness. So don't be foolish. Take instruction from Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. The Home Minister, Sushma Swaraj, what's she? Home Minister, is it? External, just the opposite. External. Actually, everything in this world is external affairs. So the External Affairs Ministeress just gave a good idea. Bhagavad Gita should be the national book of India. Actually, it should be the book of the whole world, of the whole universe. But at least India should recognize this knowledge was spoken in India, in Kurukshetra. And this knowledge is the greatest export of India. The Honorable Prime Minister of India at the present time, Narendra Modi, is going all over the world trying to promote business and exports, but he's also promoting Bhagavad Gita. This is the best export that India has got to give. If people can understand this knowledge, then they can understand all that is to be understood. Kasmin vigyatam, what is that? Yasmin vigyatam bhavati, sarvam etam vigyatam bhavati. In the Upanishads, we'll find there is a very good question is put. What is it? What is that knowledge by understanding which everything is understood? Can anyone say they understand everything? If you go to school, you study, you get your exam pass, you go to college, you get your degree, you understand something. But what is it that we can understand that we can understand everything? That answer is also given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, same 15th chapter. Who knows the verse? Bhagavad Gita quiz. No, not that exactly. It's also in the 15th chapter. At the end of the 15th chapter. Penultimate verse, 19 I think it is. Yo mam eva sammudho janati purushottamam sasarva vid bhajate mam sarva bhavena bharata. Krishna says that the person who knows me as Purushottam, this Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter is known as Purushottam Yoga, because in this chapter, Krishna establishes that he is the Supreme Person. So Krishna says that that person who knows me, Krishna, as the Supreme Person, without doubting, sa sarvavit, he knows everything, and therefore, bhajate mam, he worships me, sarva bhavena bharata, in all respects. So we can know everything by knowing Krishna. We can know everything, we can't know everything. We can't know everything. I don't know what's going on in my stomach right now, exactly what's the chemical composition. Probably a little acid there. It's around lunchtime, so probably the ductile gland should be excreting some digestive juices. But I don't know exactly what's going on. But as a jiva, our knowledge is limited. Bhagawan, his knowledge is complete. So we will never have knowledge to the extent that Bhagawan has it, but we can know all that we need to know, which is that I am an eternal servant of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna has his multiple energies. I am also part of his tatashta shakti. All when Krishna says you can know everything, means we can understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives us the knowledge by which we can be saved from foolishness, by which we can come out of this material world, by which we can go to Krishna. So please don't be foolish. Hear from Krishna. You have all come here to see the Abhishekam of Bhagavan Narasimhadev. That is very good. But you should also hear the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. That Bhagavan Narasimhadev, Krishna Narasimhadev, they are non-different. The instructions that Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita. So understand these instructions. Act upon them. And your life will be perfect. Otherwise, we shall remain in foolishness. Even if we take darshan of Narasimhadev, if we don't hear the message of Narasimhadev, we will remain in foolishness. There are many people who come to the temple of Vishnu, and they come and they fold their hands and they think, oh, this is me. They think that he is Bhagawan, I'm also Bhagawan. Because they have got wrong information. But the proper information is that he is Bhagawan, I am his servant. To understand this properly is actual knowledge. So take this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita from Krishna. Don't be foolish. Don't waste this human form of life. Utilize this human form of life for cultivating Krishna consciousness and come out of this ocean of birth and death. Go back to Krishna. Get out of this situation of foolishness. This is the opportunity of human life. So don't be foolish. If we say don't be foolish, then in a not very somewhat indirect way, we are saying that you are foolish, you are a fool. So you may not be very happy to hear that. But actually everyone in this material world is a fool. Yavan abodha jata. How does that verse begin? Parabhavastavada bodha jata yavanna jignyasata atmatattvam. As long as we do not inquire into atmatattva, who am I? Who is Paramatma? What is our relationship? Why am I suffering in this world? As long as we do not inquire into these subject matters, we are defeated. Means we have to take birth again and again. We are born foolish. We should not remain foolish. Hare Krishna. Well, clapping is supposed to show appreciation. So thank you for clapping. But if you actually take this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita very seriously and dedicate your life to Krishna, make the center of your life Krishna, that will be the actual compliment or the actual appreciation of my speaking these words. Hare Krishna. Questions. Yeah, we can take questions. And then again, we should speak about Kanda Ramayana. And if anyone now for the first time this Kannada edition of Sri Ramayana is being distributed here. So if anyone wants, I can sign that. You can come and sign also.
Those who have questions, they can... Those who have questions, they can...
So this lecture is called Don't Be Foolish Part 1. It's going to go on for some time.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, what happens if we are, as you mentioned, we are fools, okay? Without knowing that we are fools, if we are continuing our foolishness, what happens?
If you're a fool and you don't know that you're a fool, what happens? You remain a fool. What happens if you remain a fool? Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. You get born again and again and again. Therefore, in human life, utishta, jagrata, prapya varang nibodhata. We should wake up, get up, and attain the boon of human life. Don't remain a fool.
We like to have this repeated birth and death. That's why
you like to have repeated birth and death. Well, if you like it, that's up to you. But that's not very intelligent. That's because you're a fool, you like it. You like being beaten on the... So I shall beat you on the head with shoes. You like it. If you like it, well, that's up to you. But that's...
That's how we are here. That's how we are in this material world.
Yeah.
We like it. So we are...
If you like it, you can go on with it. I can't force you. I'm just proposing that there is a better life beyond this world of birth and death. If you don't like it, well, I'm not gonna run behind you at every moment and insist that you chant Hare Krishna. It's up to you. We're appealing to your good sense. If you insist on not having any, then what can we do? Matirna Krishna Paratasvatova. Mito bipadyeta grihavratanam adanta gobhya vishatang tamisram punaf punas charvita charvananam. If you are dedicated, firmly convinced that I shall not become Krishna conscious, I shall enjoy this material world and I go to hell anyway, what does it matter? I'll go on chewing the chewed. If you're determined like that, then what can we do? But we're speaking here to persons who are expected to have at least some level of faith in Krishna. Otherwise, what are you doing in Krishna's temple? Of course, some people may come to Krishna's temple without any faith in Krishna. They may come to an electric mystery might be called to do some electric work. But you have come here with some faith in Krishna. So you should have faith in his words, what he speaks in Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, if you insist on rejecting, then there's nothing we can do. You have some modicum of independence given by Krishna. If you want to misuse it, that's up to you. Can all fools become intelligent? Theoretically. Everyone... Mamai Vangsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. So everyone can become Krishna conscious. Everyone has the possibility. Then?
Anyone else? Any other devotee? Hare Krishna Maharaj, in chapter 9.36, the Lord says, Patra Krishna Palam Soyam Yomi Bhaktiya Bhajati.
It's not heard.
And in chapter... Hello? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Oh, I can hear you. I'll repeat the question. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Patram Pushpam, a famous verse.
In chapter 26, the Lord says, But in the chapter 9.7, the Lord also says, whatever you offer, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever activities you perform.
Next verse after that.
Next verse, the Lord says, whatever you offer, whatever you eat, do it to me once and not only something he says.
Yes, Krishna says, if you offer me a leaf, flower, fruit and water, with bhakti, I will accept it. The next verse, he says, whatever you do, whatever you eat, that do it as an offering to me. But he already said what he likes to eat. He says, whatever you do it as an offering to me, but he didn't say he'll accept it. He says, if you offer me leaf, flower, fruit or water with bhakti, I'll accept it. So you can offer to Krishna, but first, if you want to offer something to Krishna, first of all, you should know what he likes. If you go in someone's house as a guest, and they give you meat to eat, and they say, well, whatever I offer, you should accept it. You say, well, I don't eat meat. So first of all, if there's a guest, he comes in your house, you should know what he likes to eat. Is it not?
In the next verse, 9.27, the Lord says that, like that, if the Rashi is Krishna, she is yours.
Yeah.
The Lord says, that person, call this, that belongs to that
person.
Yeah. So here I'm confused. In the chapter 9.26, the Lord says, you offer with devotion, bhakti with the devotion, flower, fruits, or water.
Yeah.
But in the 9th chapter, 27, the Lord says,
what's your confusion?
That chapter 9.27 and 20. But here it says.
Well, what's the confusion actually? Because whatever. But that Krishna's already said what he likes. Well, it's a little different actually. Krishna says, if you offer me a leaf, flower, fruit, or whatever, bhakti, I'll accept it. Then he says, yadadna ashnashi, whatever you eat. So, that means that whatever you eat, you should offer to Krishna. In other words, not that you offer leaf, flower, fruit, or water to Krishna, and then you offer something, then you eat something else. Whatever we eat should be offered to Krishna. It's another point. Krishna says, if you offer me leaf, flower, fruit or water with bhakti, I will accept it. Then Krishna says, whatever you are to eat, you should offer it to me. So it's a somewhat different point. Do you follow?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hey, go on. Can you speak?
Maharaj, how much importance we need to put to the physical body? So can you just give a few tips on that?
Don't be foolish.
The consciousness actually creates the physical atmosphere. So, can you please little enlighten on that?
Don't be foolish means we should understand everything in perspective. Hridayam adyam sulabha. The Hridaya, human body is useful as it is a good boat for crossing the ocean of death. So we should maintain the boat so we can cross the ocean. The aim is to cross the ocean. The boat is a means. So as long as the boat is a means to cross the ocean, the human body is a vehicle which helps us to cross over the ocean of birth and death. So as long as we're in the ocean, we require to maintain the boat in navigable condition. The Though the boat itself is not our aim and object. The aim and object is to go to the other side. So maintain the body so that it's suitable for performing service to Krishna.
Any other question?
Okay, we'll make this the last one for now.
Bhagavad Gita is the essence of whatever you said is perfectly right. But my question is, can we...
Whatever I said is perfectly right, you say. But you have something else you want to say.
That's what I'm going to ask you. Is, can we... let's put up the janama. That can we stop but fast? Like,
can it be stopped fast? You don't want to come again.
Yeah,
can be stopped, yes. Krishna says, Savadhaman Parityaja, Mamekam Sharanam Vraja, Hantva Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Yashami Masucha. In this very life, if we surrender to Krishna, then we don't have to get born again. But you have to be serious. You have to practice Krishna consciousness very seriously. You can't expect that you can cultivate material aspirations and Krishna consciousness, both. You have to be very serious. Fully dedicate to Krishna. If we think I shall enjoy this material world and also be Krishna conscious, then you have to come back again to this world. So if you want to get out of this world, then you have to turn your attention fully to Krishna. So then your whatever extraneous interests you have to put that aside. Now as long as we're in this world, we have to take some attention of it. So as a mother, maybe grandmother, you also have to teach your children, grandchildren about Krishna. You can interact with them, but the focus of your life should be Krishna. And especially as you get older, then as the body becomes physically less able to do work, then you have to concentrate more and more on bhakti. So you don't have to come back again. But then you have to chant Hare Krishna, study Srila Prabhupada's books, take up the Krishna consciousness process very seriously, surrender to Guru with in full mind, body, soul, everything. That you have to do. Do you have this book, A Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness? There is one book called A Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness. So if you follow the directions in that should be available on the bookstore. You follow everything in that very seriously and you won't get born again. All right, so we'll finish there. Hare Krishna.